Unit 6, page 116. Independent reading. How do oysters make pearls?
Pearls have been collected for more than 4,000 years, making them the world's oldest gemstones. In the past, people believed that they would bring them love, money, and good luck. They also thought pearls would give them wisdom, heal their broken hearts, and keep their children safe. There are different types of genuine pearls, which can be found in both fresh water or salt water. The two most common types of these pearls are natural and cultured pearls. A natural pearl begins its life inside an oyster's shell when a foreign object, like a grain of sand, slips in between the two parts of its shell. In order to protect itself, the oyster quickly begins to cover the uninvited visitor with layers of a mineral called nacre until the pearl is formed. As a result of overfishing and pollution, most natural pearl oysters have disappeared. So today, the world's most beautiful pearls are cultured. Cultured pearls are made in the same way as natural pearls. The only difference is that instead of waiting for nature to do its job, there are pearl farms where a pearl farmer puts something into the oyster. A third type of pearls is imitation pearls. These pearls look like cultured or natural pearls, but they are man-made and so they have no real value. They can be made from glass, ceramics, or even plastic, and are coated with a special polish in order to make them shine like a genuine pearl. In short, genuine or imitation, pearls are here to stay.